over time, the procedures that were put in place, both for selection of grants and monitoring of grants, had good accountability attached, but they were not onerous. They were not out of proportion to the amounts of money that were being funded. So it really did open the field to very small organizations as well as large, highly resourced organizations. So it was a very accessible process from the beginning. And I think what, again, Kirk particularly in his time has viewed the trust fund as not only a funder of services, but kind of a nurturer and an educator and a collaborator with other children's organizations, so that it really does have a function now as part of the network of child advocacy, I'll say, even though it's a state agency. It's really a presence for child advocacy. So, and I think it is in a category very different from any of the organizations that are specifically, say, working on issues of children with disabilities or children in foster care or pregnant teens or whatever the issue. It's kind of over umbrella over all of those.